It is not in the interest of the German people or in the interest of world peace that Germany should become a pawn or a partner in a military struggle for power between the East and the West. Twice in our generation, German militarism and Nazism have devastated the lands of Germany's neighbors. It is only fair and just that Germany should do her part to repair that devastation. Is prepared to carry out fully the principles outlined in the Potsdam Agreement on demilitarization and reparation. Will not agree to the taking from Germany of greater reparations than was provided by the Potsdam Agreement. That Germany should be administered as an economic unit and that zonal barriers should be completely obliterated so far as the economic life and activity in Germany are concerned. Security forces will probably have to remain in Germany for a long period. Now, I want no misunderstanding. We will not shirk our duty. We are not withdrawing. We are staying here. As long as there is an occupation army in Germany, American
striking merchant seamen on the nation's west coast touch off a shipping tie-up that soon becomes nationwide. In Seattle, crew members leave a ship, vowing not to return until the Wage Stabilization Board reverses a decision canceling a wage increase agreed upon between one group of seamen and ship operators. The walkout threatens to halt the work of 400,000 cargo handlers and seamen in the United States and disrupt worldwide shipments at a time when international transport is sorely needed. Ships in New York Harbor, world's largest seaport, lie idly at anchor awaiting the outcome. Tugmen also join the strike and refuse to tow the vessels to the piers where pickets carry banners asking dock workers not to cross the line. The city's truckmen, also on strike, further complicate the transport situation, and soon New York's waterfront is piled high with merchandise. A bottleneck to the world's economy shapes up. Jesus T. Piñero, Puerto Rico's new governor, arrives at San Juan from Washington to take office. An honor guard is drawn up at the airport as Rexford Tugwell, retiring governor, welcomes his successor. The selection of Senor Piñero by President Truman is a milestone in Puerto Rico's history. Although he is the 167th governor of the island, he is the first native Puerto Rican. And the crowd gives him an ovation as they gather at the Capitol building to see him sworn in by Chief Justice Martin Travieso. The parade, in which Americans and Puerto Ricans join, marks the beginning of a new era in self-government for the island dependency. Loyal in peace and war, Puerto Rico takes a big step forward. All America wishes Governor Piñero a prosperous term.